Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
Kylie and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Alex Ferrario. It is BK and Ferrario, and we head to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line now as the playoffs are officially done. Colorado has won the cup, and now we enter the off season. And we welcome in one of my favorites, Jeff Merrick. He is the host of the Jeff Merrick Show on Sportsnet, and he's the host of the podcast Merrick vs. Wyshynski. And we talk a little NHL offseason now with Jeff. Jeff, thank you so much. Let's jump right into it. Colorado wins the cup. Yes, it stings still in St. Louis, but we talked about this earlier this week. Is Colorado about to go on a little bit of a Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup run like they did in the early 2010s?
Yeah, sure feels like it. And again, there's some decisions that are on the horizon. There's some immediate decisions with a lot of key players. I know they'd love to bring back Valeri Nichushkin. I know they'd love to bring back Nazem Kadri. I know they'd love to bring back Josh Manson. We'll see what happens with netminder Darcy Kemper. But this thing, like the foundation of this is solid and is set. And whether it's, you know, Cale Makar, who's now in the conversation for being not just one of the best defensemen in the NHL, but being one of the best players, period, in the NHL. Nathan McKinnon, Gabriel Landeskog, Mikko Rantanen, and go right down the list. And the emergence of Bo Byram, Devontae is turning himself quietly into one of the best defensemen in the NHL as well. I know that whenever a team wins the Stanley Cup, there's always really difficult decisions that need to be made, and now more so than ever, considering we're not just in a salary cap era, but right now we're in a flat cap era where the salary cap is not really rising at all year by year. That may change in a couple of seasons, so it becomes that much more challenging. But when you look at the foundation of what the Avalanche have built here, this thing looks like it's going to be strong for the next few seasons at least.
So, Jeff, here in St. Louis, of course, that brings up the question of, okay, then how do the Blues chase them? How do they get to where the Avs currently are again? So, in your mind, what is necessary? What do the Blues need to accomplish this offseason in order to maybe not overtake the Avs as the favorite going into the season, but to catch them at some point regular season and then in the playoffs?
You know, I thought that, you know, of all the teams, and with all due respect to Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, St. Louis gave Colorado fifth. You know, I think if there's one team that's already sort of built to compete against the Colorado Avalanche, right now it's the St. Louis Blues. And, you know, it certainly would have helped having a healthy Jordan Binnington all the way through that series. I know that's a sore spot. I get it. It's a sore spot for St. Louis Blues fans. I'm not going to dwell on it. But that's a real big one. I still think that one of the most important things that St. Louis is going to do this offseason is an extension for Ryan O'Reilly. I know he still has one more year on term, but it seems very much like the St. Louis Blues, and I think Ryan O'Reilly is of the same mind as well. You know, they want this guy to retire as a member of the Blues. I think the main thing for St. Louis is players like Robert Thomas, who distinguished himself as one of the best playmakers in the NHL, and players like Jordan Kyrou, to take that next step in their career. I mean, I would make the argument that Robert Thomas is already there. I mean, what a breakout season for Robert Thomas. I think that, you know, I don't think that St. Louis is honestly that far off. Like, for me, they're one of the contenders coming out of the Western Conference. I know Colorado is the powerhouse. I get that. But I don't see the St. Louis Blues as being that far off. Now, we'll see what the decision is on Billy Husso, whether he comes in as a backup for Jordan Binnington or someone that's going to challenge for that top spot, or if he's going to go, you know, explore the marketplace. And there will be teams that want Billy Husso. I mean, softening that blow is the emergence of Joel Hofer, as you guys well know, and starring in the American Hockey League. He looks like he's ready for some NHL service. I mean, I've been talking about St. Louis all season long. I like this team. You know, I like what Parayko does. I like what Krug does. I really thought that Justin Falk had an outstanding season for the squad. Maybe they need one more defenseman. Having said that, I'm a big fan of Scott Perunovic. I don't think that St. Louis is that far off here, especially if you have a happy Vladimir Tarasenko and someone that's performing as well as he did last season. And, you know, the Buchnevich trade is looking like a home run for Doug Armstrong. I know it sounds like I'm, you know, not giving you an answer that you're looking for, but I really don't think St. Louis is that far off.
I think you're right on the same page as a lot of us in St. Louis, Jeff, and it's the conversations that we've had a lot on our show, and it always comes back to that left-handed defenseman playing with Colton Parayko. Scott Perunovic is a guy that so many people are high on, but you're just not sure if he matches what the Blues are searching for when it comes to those matchups against the Colorado Avalanche. But when you look at the landscape of guys that are available via free agency, there's really not a whole lot of guys that match the identity of the Blues, so that's why it always goes back to Jacob Chychrun for people in St. Louis, Jeff.
That's going to be expensive, but listen, St. Louis is one of the teams I've wondered about from day one. I've wondered about the Anaheim Ducks. I've wondered about the Florida Panthers. I've wondered about the Columbus Blue Jackets, and I've wondered about the St. Louis Blues. Now, the St. Louis Blues do have what Arizona is looking for in a trade, and essentially what they're looking for is a first-round draft pick. They're looking for an elite prospect and someone else from the roster. Essentially, they're looking for the Brent Burns San Jose Minnesota deal from so many years ago. And St. Louis is one of those teams that has what Arizona is offering. The only problem is it's going to be a painful trade. Like there's going to have to be like young players leaving this organization. But you know, it seems as if St. Louis has made the determination that they're in this to win this thing, and they still have a window that's open to do so. I'm with you, and I'm a big Jacob Chychrun guy. I think he's an outstanding defenseman, and you know, if the playoffs lately have taught us anything, it's that you know you need to have a really good blue line in order to compete, and your holes can't be there. On the back end, I like Chychrun. I know the sweepstakes is going to heat up going into the draft for him. I'm pretty sure that Anaheim is still interested. They still want to replace Hampus Lindholm. I never count out a team like the Detroit Red Wings. I can see them being interested as well. Florida makes a ton of sense considering where he's from and where his dad works and what their needs are as well. But I think the St. Louis Blues are right in that mix with all those teams for the services of Chychrun.
Jeff Merrick of Sportsnet is our guest here on 101 ESPN. Jeff, so if the Blues weren't able to get something done, because as you mentioned, there are going to be a number of teams that are going to finish second, third, and so on in this race for a Jacob Chychrun, what are the pivots in your mind? If they decide this offseason going in, our number one, two, three, four priorities is to make sure we bolster that blue line, who else could become available this offseason, either via unrestricted free agency or the trade market, that could make sense?
Well, I mean, listen, John Klingberg is available. Now, he's looking for term and number, and I think Seattle's going to be competing hard for him as well. So it wouldn't surprise me to see some type of bidding war for John Klingberg. I think Josh Manson did himself a lot of good in these playoffs as well. I mean, if we're just focusing on defense, then those are two that come to mind right away. I know that, you know, Chris Letang is, you know, right now poised to become available. He may want more term than a lot of teams are willing to give. So there's like, it's not as if there's a ton. I mean, PK Subban is available, but then you always have to wonder about the hospital bracelet there. Justin Schultz. I mean, this is a whole lot of right side D. Like if you're looking specifically to address your left side issue, it's not really there at the high end, but there will be defensemen available. I mean, Ben Chiarot can play both sides. You know, Ben Chiarot does kind of seem like a fit in some ways with the St. Louis Blues as well. Those would be some of the names that I'd be looking at if I'm Doug Armstrong right away. I mean, there's a lot of depth defensemen that are always available by way of free agency. But as far as, you know, the high-end guys on the left side, you're probably going to have to do it by way of trade.
Jeff, on the coaching side of things, we've kind of heard about the coaching carousel that have gone around, and I know a lot of jobs have been filled, but there are still a couple out there. Have you heard anything on the Blues assistants, Jim Montgomery or Steve Ott or Mike Van Rijn, connected with any of these open jobs?
Montgomery's in it. So from what I've heard is, you know, Jim Montgomery is very, very sought after. I could see if, I mean, I think we could all see a fit in Winnipeg. I think we could see a fit in Boston. And listen, Boston may come down to a decision between Jim Montgomery and David Quinn. Haven't heard Montgomery's name attached to the Detroit Red Wings. I think what Steve Eisen wants to do is talk to some of the assistants from Tampa, and maybe he already has, whether it's Derek Lalonde or Jeff Halpern. Those would be Exhibit A and Exhibit B for me. But, you know, make no mistake about it. Like, nobody's forgotten how good a coach Jim Montgomery is, and I would kind of be surprised if at the end of all of this, Jim Montgomery isn't employed by one of these teams.
Jeff, final question that I've got for you. One of the big priorities for the Blues this offseason is to get David Perron re-signed. What do you think it's going to cost in terms of the AAV to bring David Perron back here to St. Louis?
Oh, boy. I'm really miserable at this one. the AAV game is always a tough one. Well, let's begin with, first of all, the fit. And the fit is clearly there. I mean, David Perron is living proof that you can go home again and again and again, because no matter where David Perron goes, he always comes back to St. Louis, and it really does seem like a fit. He likes it there. They love having him. He's very productive as a member of the St. Louis Blues. Like, when you talk about players finding the right environment, Exhibit A is David Perron with the St. Louis Blues. He's coming off an AAV of $4 million. I would imagine it would be in the same... It would be in the same area. I would imagine maybe he ends up taking a little bit less. You know, what's the old saying? Don't F with happy. If you're happy, find a way to stay. He's happy. The Blues are happy. This is an agent that drives players, that drives contracts hard, though. We know that about Alan Walsh. If it's $4 million, I don't know that the money is going to matter as much as the term is. And that seems to be, you know, one of the things that's most concerning for the St. Louis Blues. At the end of it, David Perron's a wonderful player. Great player with the St. Louis Blues. They love him. But aging curves are real. Like, we all know this by now, and this is a 34-year-old player. I wonder if the main hang-up here isn't so much how much they're going to pay him, but the term on the deal that ends up being the hang-up.
Just a quick follow-up on that, Jeff, and then we'll let you go, because I know you're tight on time. If that does happen, where they look at it and Doug Armstrong says, hey, this isn't going to work, the term that he wants or the amount of years that he wants, do the Blues go a different direction via free agency, or do you think they just stick internally with guys like Jake Neighbors?
I would think that Jake Neighbors is ready to make that step. I mean, Jake Neighbors almost ready to make that step last season. And I think now you're starting to, you know, we're getting into the... they're getting into the area. Now they've already blended in Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou. I think now you start to blend in more players than that you believe so in that situation. Maybe it's time for Joel Hofer to get some NHL service. The one thing that you always want to be doing is, you know, creating an environment where there's competition for jobs and new players slide in. Here's the thing that I wonder about with David Perron, and we've seen this with plenty of other players before. You know, once you start to get into the mid-30s, maybe you just start going on evergreen deals, where every year it's just a one-year deal. I'm going to see how I feel. One-year deal, see how I feel. One-year deal, see how I feel. I wonder if that may be the fit here between the Blues and Perron.
It's going to be a fascinating offseason. Jeff Merrick, you truly are one of the best, buddy. We love listening to you. We appreciate any time we get to have you on our show. So thank you so much, and enjoy this crazy upcoming offseason.
It should be a lot of fun. Best of luck to the Blues and your entire fan base there.
Peloton, let's go!
This holiday, with the right music and the right motivation from world-class instructors,
we're going to pick it up a notch. It's the holiday season.
You might just surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Work out to thousands of live and on-demand classes, from running to cycling to yoga. Try Peloton risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only, not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial. Peloton, motivation that moves you.